The next patient is Leticia Bostic. The last name is B-O-S-T-I-C-K, first name L-E-T-I-T-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 57-year-old white female, a patient of Mr. Blalock, B-L-A-L-O-C-K-A-P-R-N. Patient was referred to the office because of single kidney, that is congenital. And the patient has a long-standing history of hypertension and diabetes mellitus. The laboratory workup that was done include microalbumin creatinine ratio that was done on August the 2nd of 2023, and it was 8, which is within normal range. On the other hand, the evaluation of the protein creatinine ratio that was done in January the 5th of 2024 was consistent with 137 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is also within normal limits. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the creatinine was 0.94 and the BUN was 14 with the estimated GFR of 71 mLs per minute. Period. The kidney function is well preserved. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, during this evaluation, the blood pressure is 128 over 71, despite the fact that the patient has gained some weight. The BMI is up to 32, period. We have a lengthy discussion with the patient regarding the sodium use, the excessive amount of fluid that is unnecessary, and the total caloric intake. A special attention was given to the Weight Watchers application that I consider is going to be important in changing the behavior that is necessary in order to get her with an adequate BMI and better blood sugar control. Following number, the diabetes mellitus has been within control. Hemoglobin A1C is 7%. However, this could be improved by increasing the exercise, changes in the behavior, and decreasing the total amount of calories and decreasing the BMI. Following number, the patient has iron deficiency anemia. The saturation of iron is just 12%. That is without any evidence of bleeding. The patient is postmenopause. She hasn't noticed blood loss, and she has been given oral iron without any improvement of this anemia. I made a special emphasis in this for this patient to continue with Mr. Blalock, and if necessary, she has to be referred to the cancer center for iron infusions. She has a past history of the infusions in the past in order to correct the anemia. Following number hyperlipidemia under control. Following number gastroesophageal reflux on omeprazole. I discourage the use of the omeprazole, and I suggest the administration of famotidine 20 milligrams BID. And the reason is to avoid interstitial nephritis. Taking into consideration that the patient has adequate kidney function, that there is no evidence of proteinuria, I am going to return the Mrs. Bostick to the care of Mr. Blalock with the above mentioned recommendations. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I invested a 7-minute review in the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.